The controversy began with the opening of the Chicanx New Visions exhibit. A video by Sandra Ibarra had originally been part of the exhibition, but at the last moment it was excluded because of a farcical simulated sex act that it showed. Debbie Rocca Sitter, director of the city's Department of Arts and Culture, oversees the gallery, and she wasn't happy with the way it had all played out.
Had we had these conversations with the guest curators a month in advance, we could have had that conversation in a less public manner, and things could have turned out very differently.
The guest curators maintained they had communicated properly about the video, sharing screen grabs with all parties. Since the video's omission, the Centro de Artes Committee had voted to reinstate the video to the exhibit. Attorney Amy Castley attended the meeting, and she says the city's legal standpoint is dicey.
The city, unlike any private gallery, the city is subject to the First Amendment. And so the First Amendment restricts the city's ability to pick and choose among artistic expressions.
Castley says the legal standing on removal would be clear if the work were deemed obscene.
The only basis upon which the city could remove a piece of work would be if it was obscene, because obscenity is not covered by the First Amendment.
She says the way entities arrive at a determination of obscenity is really quite specific.
In order to be obscenity under the federal law, it has to be, number one, appeal to your prurient interests, appeal to you sexually. Number two, have a depiction of genitalia, the human body and the sexual acts in a way that is offensive. All three have to be met, and it has to lack any artistic or cultural value.
Castley's opinion is that the video has clear artistic merit, so regardless of how it stacks up on the first two requirements, it's rendered irrelevant by the third.
It doesn't satisfy all three requirements in order to be obscenity, and therefore the city does not have the right to exclude it.
At the meeting, a motion by Commissioner Jessica Sanchez-Todd seemed to catch some members by surprise. She brought an issue to a vote.
I will make a motion to ask that the Department of Arts and Cultures does have the final say on what is exhibited within the space.
Second.
Commissioner Yadhira Lozano said the city attorney told the commissioners that the video was removed because it didn't meet community standards.
But who gets to define that community standard? The city or the committee that is appointed with all the expertise, with all the knowledge, that can advise from an informed point of view what that community standard is in our community, in the Latino, Latinx, whatever label you want to call us. But I think that they should strongly support the committee's recommendation.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
The matter now rests with Rocca Sitter. She has not yet said when she will make the final decision. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.